This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, believing in prophets. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of believing in prophets in the Islamic lifestyle. When we are living in an Islamic lifestyle, we need to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent prophets and messengers for our guidance. And we must believe that there are 124,000 prophets and messengers who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of them is Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and then the last is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we believe in Prophet Abraham as a prophet. We believe in Moses as a prophet. We believe in Jesus as a prophet. We believe in Elias. We believe in Joseph. And all those who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have almost 24 to 25 names in the Quran about the prophets. And the rest are also the prophets, the names which were not mentioned. Maybe they are mentioned in the history. So we must believe in them. And to be a Muslim, we must believe. Now, this is the first part, that we must believe in 124,000 prophets. The second thing is, when we are believing in these prophets, we must follow them because they were the role models for us, and we must follow their footsteps in order to have a good Islamic lifestyle. For example, in the Quran, Allah gave the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, or Prophet Joseph alayhi salam, that he didn't went towards the indecency. Therefore, our youth must save themselves from the indecency, and they must keep their purification safe in order to reach the perfection, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of believing in prophets in the Islamic lifestyle. We were giving some examples, and we said that, for example, in the Quran, Allah has given the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, where he didn't went towards the indecency. He saved himself from indecency, and he remained purified. Therefore, our youth must save themselves. Similarly, in the Quran, we have the example of the mother of a prophet, which is the Lady Mary, the Virgin Mary. And the Quran tells us that she also was one of the most purified personalities. And she's amongst the great four ladies which Islam has introduced. And therefore, our ladies, our girls, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, they must keep their veil, hijab, they must keep their purification, they must save it. On the other hand, we have other examples as well. So the prophets, when we are believing in prophets, it's not just a matter of believing in 124,000 prophets and messengers. Rather, while we believe that this number of prophets and messengers were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next step in the Islamic lifestyle is to follow their footsteps. The Quran has described their role. The Quran has described how they lived. It talks about the seerah of these prophets, the living style of these prophets, what they did, how they were against the oppression, how they raised their voice, how they were, bringing the justice to the society. So they are the role models. Therefore, we must follow the footsteps of these prophets. And this is known as believing in prophets. When we say in the Islamic lifestyle, we must believe in prophets. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.